Hey everybody, welcome to the podcast. My name is Chris and it is good to have you here at Renewing the Center. We're going to continue. We're almost to the end though, but we're going to continue today our series of questions God asks in the gospel. Today, we're going to be holding the question Jesus asks, "Where have you laid him?" This is about the death of Lazarus. This is a question that focuses on grief, that focuses on loss, that is an invitation, actually. Jesus is inviting his friends to invite him into places of pain and loss and grief. And our passage comes from John 11. When she had said this, she went back and called her sister Mary and told her privately, "The teacher is here and is calling for you." And when she heard it, she got up quickly and went to him. Now Jesus had not yet come to the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. The Jews who were with her in the house, consoling her, saw Mary get up quickly and go out. They followed her because they thought that she was going to the tomb to weep there. When Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she knelt at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who came with her also weeping, he was greatly disturbed in spirit and deeply moved. And he said, "Where have you laid him?" And they said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus began to weep. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man have kept this man from dying?" This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Father, we ask you to help us to hear this question Jesus asks Mary and Martha. God, we pray that we would hear this question not as a cold question asked in a clinical way, but a question that a friend asks two friends who are in deep, deep grief. We pray, God, that you would help us to name our own grief and to look to you and to trust you. And Lord, I pray that we would allow you to ask us questions, probing questions, questions that get at deep, deep things inside of us. Lord, have mercy on us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So the short passage that I read is another one of the seven signs of Jesus in the first half of John's gospel. This is the sign that ultimately results in the resurrection of Lazarus, a friend of Jesus. And we pick up a very brief moment in this longer story in what I just read. And where we pick up the story in this passage is really at the low point. Jesus has been told, word has been sent to him that his friend Lazarus is dead, and Lazarus and Martha and Mary are siblings, and they live in a little community called Bethany outside of Jerusalem. And Jesus would often visit Martha, Mary, and Lazarus. He was their friend. This is actually outside of the disciples, the community of people known to be friends, a safe place for Jesus. It seemed like he would spend time there on a semi-regular basis. They were not just disciples, not just followers. They were friends. And when Jesus received word that Lazarus was sick, he tarried. He did not come immediately to his friend's aid. And at first, this was confusing to the disciples. They thought, gosh, well, maybe Lazarus isn't all that sick. And then word comes and Jesus is told that Lazarus has died. And the disciples are confused. Lazarus has actually been dead several days by the time Jesus arrives. And when Jesus arrives in the passage that we read today here on the podcast, hope has been lost. Lazarus has already been lost. Martha and Mary are now sisters living without their brother, and their brother would have given them protection and provision in a world that did not prize and honor and value women. So they were grieving more than just the loss of a brother. They were grieving the loss of security, the loss of provision, the loss of protection. And Jesus shows up and Martha engages him. And then Mary comes and engages as well. And Martha and Mary's statement actually is, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother wouldn't have died. Like, you could have done something about this." And that statement is such an honest statement, spoken from a friend in grief. And she's essentially saying, Jesus, you're late. And I think about all the times in my own life where God has seemed late. I mean, there's some things at play in my own life right now where I want Jesus to do something. I want something to happen, and it's just not happening. And it just feels painful. It feels frustrating. It feels like Jesus is late. And I can so identify with Mary. And I'm sure that if you and me, if we can be really honest with the places in our lives where we've experienced loss or disappointment or the deferral of hope, grief, you know, those are also places where it seems like God is late, where we think you could have done something. You're powerful. You're God. Where are you? Where were you? And I just really marvel at this encounter, because when Mary says you could have done something, Jesus doesn't shut her down. He doesn't say, like, what's your problem? He doesn't say, you just need to get over it. You know, you need to have faith, or it's time to move on. He also doesn't immediately rush ahead of her and do something about Lazarus. He asks a question. And as we've been holding these questions that God asked, this is maybe one of the more important ones. Where have you laid him? So what Jesus is asking for right there is access. He's asking her to take him to the place that hurts the most. He's asking her to not put a brave face on it, not say it's fine. I mean, I think about all the responses that Mary could have given in that moment. You know, it's fine. Let's just go inside and eat. You know, their house, probably like other houses here in the States, would have been full of food, and there would have been people bringing food to take care of the family. She could have said, let's just go have a casserole, like no big deal. Or she could have been angry. She could have said, if you'd been here 4 days ago, he wouldn't have died. Now it's too late. Like, get out of here. She could have turned on him in her pain and in her anger. And God knows I've done that many times. So she could have minimized. She could have been cynical. She could have put a sweet face on it. But she actually says, come and see. And to this question that God asks, where have you laid him? To those places in your life, similar to Mary and Martha, similar to their life, where God wants access to our hurt, to our loss, to our disappointment, I think the most honest thing we can say in response to that question God asks is, come and see. And you know, the scariest thing is to go there. Maybe the bravest thing that you can do is what Mary did, which is to say, come and see. And then we're meant to just imagine that she walks ahead of or beside Jesus, and she takes Jesus to the tomb of Lazarus, and she says, here's where it's all lost. So as you consider the question, where have you laid him? Where have you experienced loss? Where are you currently experiencing grief? And if you're anything like me, grief can be really hard sometimes. I have a really hard time being present to grief. I'd rather distract myself or put a positive spin on something. I would rather kind of imagine a way forward, you know, like Ted Lasso says, you know, be a goldfish with a short memory, always moving forward. And yet sometimes when we don't respond to the question that God asks, when we don't allow him to ask us, where have you laid him? When we don't name our losses and our griefs, then there are things in those losses and in those griefs that go unmetabolized. There are hurts, and there are beliefs, and there is pain. There are injuries that never heal. And I think that Mary was at a critical juncture in this moment. I mean, it was crunch time. What are you going to do when God wants access to the hurt? What are you going to do? And many of us don't know what to do. Many of you are like me. We don't do grief well. And I think her response, those three words, are maybe some of the most profound human response to God that we've ever read or ever heard of in our Bibles. Come and see. She takes him there. And I'm trying to imagine in my own life, like, what does it look like for me to take God to dark places, you know? What does it look like for me to go to places that don't look like they're easy to resolve? Things that don't make sense. Hurts that seem calcified, where the pain just seems like it's fixed. We're stuck in it. I believe the Lord wants us to have the courage to know that when he asks a question, when he says, where have you laid him? And for us, the question is maybe, where have you buried it? Where is it dead and gone? Where does the loss seem complete? To take God there is not to demand resurrection, because you need to understand, when Jesus said, where have you laid him? Mary and Martha did not have a sense that resurrection or that resuscitation from the dead for Lazarus was right around the corner. That's not what they thought was happening. They just knew Jesus wanted to go to the place that hurt, and they took him there. And I want to say to you and to me, God wants us to take him to the places that hurt, in the trust and with the trust that he can do something in us as we stand outside the graves of life. That he can meet us there, that he would be present with us there, that he would touch the places that need touching, that he would heal the places that need healing. And yes, maybe, like with the story that we read here, he would bring dead things back to life. And I'm so thankful for that miracle in this part of John's gospel, but I'm also not assured of all of that analogy that we would have those exact miracles every time we invite God into our pain. Sometimes it's just so that God could be present in the pain and wipe away our tears and heal our hurts and assure us of a healing and a resurrection that would happen on the other side. On the other side of this life with God. And yet there are times where he will give us back life in the middle of death. The question remains, where have you laid him? Would you take me there? That's the question Jesus asks. My prayer is that we would take him to some darker places and trust that he can meet us in those places and do things that we could not maybe imagine and certainly can't do on our own. God bless you. Go in peace.